Howdy, friends. Welcome to Homegrown. I'm your host, R.P. Smith. This past week has helped me find all the chinks in my rain gear armor, and if anyone tells you that calving in May will eliminate all weather-related calving issues, I can verify that this is not accurate. If I had gone ahead and gotten rid of that cow with the low slung udder, the one that was the first to calve in mid-April last year, the one that I had solicited a colostrum donation from in an OB sleeve while getting her slow calf started, I might not have needed to spend several hours in the rain trying to get her slow calf started in mid-May this year. One thing I did pick up is that there are some advantages to calving on hills rather than flat ground. If you can get the cow with the low slung undercarriage to stand still uphill from her too tall calf, it does give it just a little bit of chance of getting latched on. But this is somewhat counteracted by the added difficulty in a clumsy calf learning to stand up on a 15% grade. This year I had a bottle to milk her contribution into, which did help another calf get a good start on a cold, wet day. So as they say at the Bloodmobile, thanks for your donation. It does save lives. As frustrating as trying to milk a cow out in wide open spaces is, I realize that a good share of ranchers in the world would not even attempt this, and I am in no way suggesting that we eliminate corrals and squeeze chutes. If you do not have a corral or a squeeze chute handy, it's kind of amazing what can be accomplished with a little patience and a lot of persistence. If I had not been educated by past experiences with lariats, I might be a little more likely to go that route sooner, but my location is often woefully short on snubbing posts. I always enjoy being part of the Lanka Ranch branding, which is generally held on the Saturday of Memorial Day weekend. This allows more of the third and fourth generations of this family to come back and participate in the event. And it's fun for me to be around folks who know how to use a rope and the fine art of cattle restraint. Back to finding the chinks in my rain gear armor. This is not something we've had to deal with all that often, so our investment is fairly minimal. I can attest that for ranch work, it appears that the homeowner variety of rain gear will not last very long, and a lack of confidence in the industrial grade rain gear to survive the unique aspects of ranch work has prevented me from making that investment. If any of you listeners have done some field testing and have had outstanding results, I would love to hear from you. I've looked through some of the Army surplus catalogs, but have not tried any of that out. I know that our servicemen and women have had to deal with mud and barbed wire under much more perilous conditions than trying to get a cow to stand still. And for this year's Memorial Day program, I would like to once again share a piece that I've titled, Seven Horses, Bay. Seven horses bay and green the grass. Silently we watch them pass, six empty saddles in the sun, led on their way by mounted one. The day is bright, the band is play, a flag-covered casket borne away. With his life a young man did pay for some distant land's Independence Day. Swallow hard this lump in my throat. The band, it does not miss a note. In the distance, the music fades. Stone markers offer no accolades. Another is added with date and name. But does the world remain the same? The shattered silence seems to stun. Three volleys, seven for 21. Have I the right to question why any more young men should die in a war whose outcome I can't foresee? What is the price of liberty? I have the right. It has been bought by other men who bravely fought. In each heart a choice is made, liberty preserved or liberty betrayed. Our founding fathers did not know if seeds of freedom would root and grow, but they waged the battle anyway, as battle still are fought today. There is a place where heroes rest, who sought justice for those oppressed. Their dreams live on and do not stay, where grass is green and horses bay. I'm sure hoping that some of you folks can join me and my friend Jake Riley at the Buffalo Commons Storytelling Festival in McCook this weekend. Thanks for riding along on Homegrown. Today's program is brought to you by your local stations and sponsors and Power Post Driver, the driving force in fencing. Hoping that the Lord blesses you real good today and that our happy trails cross again soon, I'm R.P. Smith.